This Sunday, six principal musicians from the Lansing Symphony Orchestra are branching out from the symphony and performing a chamber music concert in downtown Lansing. I spoke with LSO principal flutist Professor Richard Sherman yesterday at the MSU College of Music about Sunday's program dedicated to the French composers called The Six, or Les Six.
Yeah, I've always had a liking for Les Six, but, you know, of course, there's some famous ones in there, Poulenc and Mio, but the lesser-known composers in that group are also composers of incredible music, both in chamber music and otherwise, and I thought it would be nice to give a diverse array that would feature different members of the Lansing Symphony principals. Yeah. It's always nice when we can take our camaraderie from the orchestra and put it into smaller groups.
One of the pieces Professor Sherman will play on Sunday's LSO Chamber Series concert is a sonatina by Darius Milhaud, a piece written about 100 years ago for a famous flutist, for whom Debussy also wrote his landmark flute work called Syrinx.
Well, it's interesting because on many levels, all we have to go on now are the writings that would have shown up. And honestly, you probably know as much as I do about Louis Fleury. And I don't know a lot about him, but I'm sure he was a very prominent flutist of the day if a composer of Mio or Debussy's ilk were writing for him. But I don't know a lot about their relationships. I think a lot of, I know for myself, anything that I have had dedicated to me has been someone who's heard me, a composer who's heard me, who's liked certain aspects of my playing or whatever that I do, and then tries to write idiomatically for the instrument with a certain sound in mind. We don't have evidence many times of their playing. A lot of those recordings aren't available, like they would be on YouTube today. So,
the concert culminates in all six of these LSO principal musicians playing the Sextet by Francis Poulenc, a classic work that Professor Sherman has known for quite some time.
Well, this is a piece that I was introduced to when I was 19, back in the late 70s. I had never played the work before, and I think it is still to this day probably one of the most distinctive, most loved works of Poulenc, especially for winds. It's just a marvelous piece. I think it's essentially a showcase for piano. And the wind instruments become color instruments that augment a lot of what the piano writing does. But Poulenc was a pianist, but also, for some reason, an incredible writer for winds and voice. But I think his wind writing is particularly enchanting and colorful. So I think that the audience, if they've never heard his works before, they should just come for that piece alone.
Sunday's LSO Chamber Concert takes place at 3 in the afternoon at the First Presbyterian Church in the Molly Grove Chapel. More information at lansingsymphony.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.